All right, thank you. For the record, my name is Rick Ladd. I'm the representative for Grafton County 5. That's Haverhill, Piermont, Warren, and Benton. I'm also a select board member here in Haverhill. I'm going to skip the first page here, seeing there's so many people who want to speak. We're dealing with, in the Senate, our House down in Concord right now with House Bills 469, 468. For your information, they've been brought back out of committees. They will be reheard on Tuesday of this next week. Those would like to be in Concord to rehear those. That deals with eminent domain. It deals with the impact study. It also deals with the rates of distributing electricity from this possible line to other distributors in the state. So I will skip over that and go to page 2 here. It is imperative that the Department of Energy view New Hampshire as more than a conduit of energy for the grid. New Hampshire will not stand back and watch our social, economic, and environmental way of life vanish. North Country is one of the last wilderness areas in New England that provides recreation, mental health opportunity for those that live in the area or even south of us in the rest of New England. Several years ago, the Haverhill Town went in and investigated our town master plan, and we rewrote it. The first objective and overwhelming response from residents is to preserve the rural atmosphere and scenic beauty of our Haverhill. I don't believe another intrusive high-voltage transmission line meshes with that community's goal. Let's take a moment to look at need and benefit. Obviously, New Hampshire does not need this conduit. We already have and do export electricity, and it has been stated and conquered by utility lobbyists that we have enough electricity for the next 5 years to export and beyond then. What are project benefits to the Upper Valley? In reading the preliminary economic and fiscal impacts of the proposed Northern Pass Transmission Project report as disseminated to towns in December, the privately sponsored project states the value will be added to the taxable property base in over 30 communities in the state. It further states the project will result in greater household earnings. I won't state that. I'm trying to save time. This is simply poor, sloppy, I have a bridge to sell you type research. It is obvious that the report did not consider towns in the North Country. It may benefit Franklin, but certainly not area in this area. Within the town of Haverhill, there are 78 impacted properties. The land in these properties totals 77.9 square miles. There are 52.4 square miles in Haverhill. 15% of our land will be impacted. There's no question that the town will suffer the loss of revenues and from devaluated property. Going on down, I'd like to look at some of the other impacts from this transmission line. As DOE truly looked at the devastating social, economic, and health environmental impacts, what about impact to the northern North Haverhill Reservoir here? The aquifer, which is going to be clear-cutted on top, which feeds Haverhill Corner. The value of properties also is going to be devastated. Following the alternative line further south, I want to address the wisdom, or the lack thereof, of the proposed line crossing between upper and lower Baker Ponds. That's where the Appalachian Trail crosses. It's also where Camp Pemigewasset is, the oldest boys' camp in North America. The view is going to be looking down the lake now at a 135-foot Goliath at the other end. Would you send your child to that camp, pay those dollars for an opportunity to look at a transmission line? I don't think so. And lastly, I'd like to address the issue of security. There is no security in a line that comes out of Quebec, out of Canada. There's no guarantee those transmission lines will stay up when we have the frost and the ice on these lines. We've seen it happen in Quebec. We've seen it happen in New Hampshire. And we also have no way of ensuring that lines stay secure. I had much more to offer right here. It's in written testimony. They will have it, and it will be available to the public if you so desire. Thank you very much.